Justin Wally, who looked like he might have been shaken up on the previous play, and now he is down, and the medical personnel for Minnesota taking a look at him. We have 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 21, Minnesota 14. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Well, now we'll throw to a commercial break. 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. 21-14, Wisconsin leads Minnesota. Back in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsc.com.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
A 13-yard run from Cade Iacomelli has Wisconsin in a first and 10 at the Minnesota 39-yard line. 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. 21-14, the Badgers.
Seen a lot of shimmy shake cuts today. Whether it was Tanner Mordecai doing it, we saw Braylon with a couple, and that one there, clear man coming in the hole. Iacomelli has, you know, a nice 3 or 4 yard pickup, but put the brakes on, shimmied, and picked up 13.
And Iacomelli will stay in there for Wisconsin. Braylon Allen, 19 carries for 147 yards. Now, in this day, getting into the top 10 and then some all time. Wisconsin running backs with their production. Moving through some pretty elite company today. The likes of Alan Amici, John Clay, Terrell Fletcher, Brent Moss. So here we go. The clock is running. First and 10 at the Minnesota 39-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Mordecai fakes the handoff, back to throw. Looking, winds up, slings it deep. Left side, Chimbre, DK. Broken up, flagged down. Incomplete pass. But a penalty marker down and a pass interference call coming up. Well, at first, the official was pointing Wisconsin's way. I don't think that's the
pass
case.
Pass interference. Defense, thank number you. Four. 15-yard penalty from the previous spot. Automatic first down.
Yeah, we saw this with Minnesota 3 or 4 different times today. I think 3. And just throw it up there. And if you're not turning your head, I'll give these refs credit. They've been consistent. Did not get his head turned around. It wasn't a ton of contact, but enough to get that 15 yards just by getting the one-on-one coverage. Tanner throws it up, and Chim was able to draw that penalty.
On the young quarterback, Zaquan Bryan. Now first and 10 at the Minnesota 24-yard line. Out of the pistol. Hand off Braylon Allen off the right side inside the 20. Down to the 18-yard line on a gain of 6. Well, Braylon Allen is having himself a day.
Indeed he is, and if running backs don't have big days without the O-line up front, and Riley Mallman washed his man down, and they really have went to a little skip pull. Joe Huber, left guard, does another nice job of skip pulling and getting up onto that second level.
From the 18-yard line of Minnesota, second down and 4. Will Pauling slot left. Braylon Allen to the left of his quarterback, Tanner Mordecai. Flaps his hands, takes the snap, gives to Braylon. Up the right hash marks, bangs his way inside the 15 and down to the 14-yard line. Tyler Bride out of the secondary makes the stop, and it's a little short of the first down, just inside the 15. Third down, about a half a yard to go. They quickly get on the ball. Mordecai gets the snap, hands to Allen, gets the first down as he will push the pile down near the 11-yard line, maybe the 10. It'll be a first down for Wisconsin with a minute 10 left in the third quarter. First down and goal at the 10.
Yeah, what you've seen a lot today, and I wonder, because Minnesota loves time of possession, if they think, you know what, is Minnesota's defense ready for that tempo? Because we've seen big plays, you go at it quick, and on short yardage, don't let him get set. Just go run your play.
Two receivers left, one on the right. First and goal, Wisconsin at the 10. Mordecai, quarterback draw. Tanner to the 10. Mordecai down to the 5-yard line. He's pounced on by Kyler Ball. Second and goal with 35 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Second and goal at the 5.
Just a design draw play. You use Braylon Allen as a lead blocker, and you let those Minnesota defensive lineman rush, comes screaming up thinking, and you get onto that second level. That's a nice 5-yard pickup.
Pistol formation, Allen behind his quarterback. He takes the snap and rolling off to his right. Mordecai throws and is caught. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Riley Nowakowski from Tanner Mordecai. And it's 27-14, the Badgers.
Just beautifully executed. You're running the football, and Minnesota is having a hard time stopping it. So what you do is you leak your tight end out on an easy little flat route. Quarterback rolls out. The defense goes with Braylon Allen. Nice, easy pitch and catch for the touchdown.
And the first for Riley Nowakowski as the Badgers make this a two-score game with 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Nathaniel Vakos for the PAT. Snap, spot, and the kick is good. Let's check out the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 10 plays, 86 yards, took 4 minutes and 55 seconds. 10 seconds left in the third quarter. We'll keep it here. Wisconsin 28, Minnesota 14.
I think this is what we all kind of were expecting this offense to be. And you're seeing it because you're running the football incredibly effective. You get that one-on-one coverage because you have to have safeties down. You have to have people in run support to try to do it. And then on that touchdown throw, the same thing. You looked at the Minnesota defense. Everybody goes. Braylon goes to the left. You sneak Nowakowski back out to the right. Mordecai fakes it. And you have what is a pretty easy pitch and catch for a touchdown. And it all comes back to being able to run the football effectively, both with Braylon and with your quarterback. It puts a defense in a real bind, and that's what we're seeing here this afternoon.
All right, Gavin Lom to kick off. High and in play. Redding at the 6, right side 10. Cutting left to the 15-yard line, up to the 20, and driven down. And a penalty marker flies. Ball popped out as well at the 25-yard line. It was Tyler Janzy busting down there on kick coverage.
Saying his name a lot on kick coverage.
Yeah, although I think the first time I think I misidentified. But, yeah, he's been
still
down there. Yeah,
hey,
doing
I'm
some work.
Saying what you're saying.
I talked to Luke Fickell about that a couple weeks ago. He just, you know, likes what he's been seeing with him and, you know, get him in there on the kick cover team. He's not afraid to get in there. And
his returner was down prior to the ball come loose. During return, illegal block in the back, receiving team number 27, 10-yard penalty, 28, 10-yard penalty from the spot of foul, first down.
A little bit more on Janzy, by the way. He's a true freshman out of Batavia, Illinois. Getting a little run here and a big-time hit, and then the penalty against the Gophers, and they're in a hole, backed up to their 13-yard line. With 5 seconds left in the third quarter.
And this is what you're hoping for if you're Tressel. You're thinking, let's get this Minnesota team one-dimensional. Going to let these guys go eat a little bit from a pass rush standpoint. Getting up two scores allows you to start thinking about that.
So they mark the ball back at the 12-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. First and 10 for Ethan Kaliak-Manis. Jason Matry, the slot corner, getting a little jumpy. He wants to get in there and make a play on first down. The handoff goes to Newman off the left side of the 15-yard line. Up along the numbers across the 20, 25, and up near the 28-yard line. An impressive run there of 16 yards, and that will wrap it up here in the third quarter. But the Badgers, with a couple of third-quarter touchdowns, will take a 14-point lead into the final 15 minutes here in Minneapolis. It's time to celebrate the season with gifts, deals, and holiday feels. From active finds and cozy looks to toys topping their list, we've got presents for everybody and every budget. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. At the end of three, Wisconsin 28, Minnesota 14. Back in a moment, this is Badger football from Learfield.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ Watt.
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
We're not comfortable
until you are.
At Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable
until you are
at Tri-City Services.
It's Mike Heller with you at Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Quick scoreboard update. Big Ten games going on right now. Northwestern leads in Champaign against the Fighting Illini 28-23 with the fourth quarter just underway. Maryland winning at Rutgers 35-17. That one is late in the third. It is Michigan and Iowa for the Big Ten championship game 1 week from tonight. Number three Michigan holds on to beat number two Ohio State 30-24 at the Big House. Two Ohio State turnovers. Michigan did not turn the ball over. And one top 25 game of note right now. If Alabama wants in, they're eighth ranked in the country, they'll have to come from behind to beat Auburn. Auburn leads 21-20. That game going to the fourth quarter.
Ooh, the Iron Bowl. Ah. A little more drama there. Badgers lead by 14. We get ready for the fourth quarter as we check in with Patrick Herb.
Hey, Matt, you and I talked on the pregame show about the ability to finish and how that's been such a mantra for this team. All spring, summer, and their drills, they talked about it. They reminded the team how they were in one-score games last year. They had a losing record in that. And this series against Minnesota is a snapshot of that. The last two meetings, which the Wisconsin Badgers have lost, they have had a lead in the third quarter or fourth quarter in those games, and they scored 0 points in the fourth quarter and dropped both of those. Wisconsin has had a negative point ratio in the first and second quarters this season, but maybe they're developing that late game knack, that second half knack. They have now outscored teams 95-41 in the third quarter, and an even bigger margin when it comes to the second half. They've got one last time in the regular season to prove that they've learned how to finish games.
If they finish today, they bring the axe to Madison. First and 10 for Minnesota from its own 28-yard line, going left to right as we view it. A light snow is falling here in the Twin Cities. Two receivers right, one on the left, Kaliak Manis. Back to throw, shoots it over the middle, and it's incomplete, intended for Elijah Spencer. That pass through some traffic, and it's second and 10 for the Gophers.
And that's what you're hoping to see is, you know, for him to just sit back there and try to force the ball into tight windows. You can tip the ball up in the air. Good things can happen Wisconsin on Wisconsin's defensive side of it when you get that.
Jackson and Crooms out to the left. Chris Ottman Bell, the seventh year senior, is out to the right of the Minnesota 28-yard line, second and 10. Back to throw, Callie McManus. Badgers trying to bring some pressure. Callie McManus moved to run, 30, 35, 40, 45-yard line, and it's out of bounds at the midfield stripe. Forced that way by Hunter Wohler. Had a lot of open spaces, and they will mark it at the 49 of Wisconsin, first and 10.
Yeah, Wisconsin brought a lot of pressure off and slanted inside off of Minnesota's left side of their offensive line. Someone has to keep contained, and when you don't do that, you have all kinds of open spaces, and that's what Minnesota was able to get.
Opening minute, fourth quarter, 28-14, Wisconsin. Minnesota on the move, first and 10. Callie McManus back to throw, winds up, one pump, and now flush to his left, circles back to his right, still looking, throwing, and it is caught. Rolling catch by Brevin Spann Ford. Had a lot going on there for a 5-yard completion. Second down for the Gophers.
That was exhausting to watch as he pumps. He looks like he's going to go down. And he scrambles out to his left. He spins back around. Give him credit for keeping his balance. It was dizzy up here watching him, but he was able to make a play and pick up a quick five.
Well, the 44 of Wisconsin, second down and five. Two receivers left, one on the right. Suter on the right is Ottman Bell. Jordan Newbin is the running back. Callie McManus back to throw. A little pressure from the safety. Callie McManus shot play left side incomplete. One to Daniel Jackson. Coverage from Ricardo Holman. And it's third down and five, Minnesota, at the 44 of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it didn't really get a ton of pressure, but you got him uncomfortable a little bit, and he threw one up. And what I like there is Rico Holman, we've seen a couple of penalties on Wisconsin's defensive backs when they haven't gotten their head turned around and locate the football. Rico had that. If that ball stayed in bounds, he would have been in a great position to pick it.
Gophers 3 out of 10 on third down today. They have a third down and 5 at the Wisconsin 44-yard line. Two receivers right, one on the left. Callie McManus takes the snap. Badgers sending 4. Right side pass. It is caught inside the 40-yard line. That's good work by Jackson to hang on. He got smacked by Forcurine, and that will be a first down at the 38-yard line of Wisconsin.
That's a heck of a catch. We've seen throw a ball a little bit high here. He's missed some throws. Jackson did a great job of high-pointing that football and being able to get a foot down to pick up the first down.
8 catches, 85 yards, and a touchdown for Jackson today. 2 receivers to the left, 2 tight ends set. On the Wisconsin 38-yard line, first and 10. 2 minutes gone by fourth quarter. Badgers up 14. Back to throw, Callie McManus to the right. Caught by Newbin, and he gets popped out of bounds by Jordan Turner. The linebacker is there. And a gain of just a yard to the 37 of Wisconsin. Second down and 9.
Yeah, pretty good pressure there. Wisconsin brought a little bit of pressure off of the edge. And a nice job by Jordan there of just closing the gap. And that we saw the first play of the game, all that space on that little wheel route. Wisconsin obviously cleaned that up.
Double wide to the left on second down and 9. Line of scrimmage, the Wisconsin 37-yard line. Callie McManus the throw. Badgers sending 4. Has time. Fires to the left, and it's caught by Ottman Bell. Airtight coverage from Ricardo Holman.
He had ideas.
Yeah, he did.
He had ideas. And I love it. What you're seeing Holman, he is really on it as far as keeping his eyes. Now, that can also work against you with pump fakes and some other things, but he had that all zoned in. A really good throw, but Ricardo was right there in case he did not put it where he needed to.
Third down and 2, Minnesota, at the Wisconsin 30-yard line. A big third down play. Callie McManus reads it, gives it to Newbin, and he gets stood up, driven back. I think he'll have it.
Yeah, they gave it to him.
It'll be a first down for Minnesota. They needed the 28, and that's where they advanced it. 11 and a half minutes to play, 28-14 Wisconsin. But the drive continues for the Gophers.
And Minnesota does a good job. They're holding that football. Quarterback doesn't keep it. So it allows your DNs and outside linebackers to really come down hard, but they ride that in that pouch for a long time.
Double wide to the right from the Badgers' 28-yard line. Callie McManus the throw, pressure coming, and fires to the right for Ottman Bell, incomplete. short of the target, which would have been good for just a yard anyway. Forkurine on the coverage. Second and 10, Minnesota at the Badgers' 28-yard line.
Yeah, that was just Darrell Peterson working the right tackle for Minnesota. Just a straight-up bull rush, and he pulled him right back into the quarterback, and that forced that throw to come up a little bit short.
Second down and 10. Line of scrimmage, the Wisconsin 28-yard line. Three receivers right. Elijah Spencer out to the left. Jordan Newbin is the running back. Kelly McManus back to throw. Four-man rush. Drops it off to Newbin, and Forkurine is there to make the play. A gain of just a yard at best. They'll mark at the 27 of Wisconsin. Good stop in the open field from the Wisconsin cornerback. It's third down and 9.
You said it. That's a case. There's a lot of space there, and Forkurine does a wonderful job of kind of staying in front and then making that tackle. He doesn't make that tackle. He's going to go pick up a first down. That's the difference. Now you're sitting here at a third and 9.
10:35 and counting left in the game. 28-14 Wisconsin. Third and 9 Minnesota at the Wisconsin 27-yard line. Brevin Spann for the tight end. Motions right to left. Snap to Callie McManus. Drops it off to Jackson, who could not handle the pass at the 28-yard line. Make it fourth and 9 Minnesota at the 27 of Wisconsin.
Actually, a really good play call. They had a little wide receiver screen, and Wisconsin brought the house. They brought a bunch of players in the middle part of Minnesota's offensive line, and he didn't make a very good throw. If he's able to catch that, the blockers are out there. I think it may have been trouble for Wisconsin, but it didn't happen.
Well, pretty good receiver, just did not secure the ball. Fourth down and 9, Minnesota at the Wisconsin 27-yard line. 28-14, the Badgers. Callie McManus back to throw, winds up, throws it deep right side end zone. It is incomplete. No flags intended for Ottman Bell. Ricardo Holman on the coverage, and the Badgers are back on offense, up by 14 in the fourth quarter. And we have a timeout here in Minneapolis. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lotta Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. 10 minutes, 16 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 28, Minnesota 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's time to make this holiday season merry and bright at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. With over 300 stores to conveniently serve you, you'll find a great selection of hundreds of unique Christmas gift ideas this year. Stocking stuffers, too, for every holiday wish and budget. Quality parts and service, and a huge selection of national name brand products every time you shop your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thank you for shopping locally.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A five-pack of assorted Hot Wheels are $3.99 each. An Onyx high-speed blender is $19.99. And a 10-foot family blanket is just $14.99 at Menards. There's so many Black Friday deals, I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through November 26th. See Menards.com for details.
Wisconsin defense stops Minnesota on downs. The Badgers up 28-14 with 10 minutes and 16 seconds remaining. It was a time-consuming, long but empty possession for Minnesota. 13 plays, 61 yards, took nearly 5 minutes, but came up with no points, and the Badgers will start at their 27-yard line.
Yeah, and I like the adjustment that the defensive backs have made. You have to understand what is being called, and you have to get your head turned around. You obviously were called for some pass interferences by getting there early. Ricardo Holman having his eyes back on both the play prior and then obviously on the fourth down play. In position, no penalties, get the football back, and now it's Braylon Allen time.
Braylon with 161 yards today.
Let's get him to 200. Yep. Matt, let's do it.
20 yards will get him to 1,000 for the season. And Mordecai will feed Braylon off the left side, and he gets chopped down by Coleman Bryson, a gain of maybe two to the 29-yard line.
And you're going to see Minnesota sell out here now. They're down two scores, 10 minutes left in the game. And, yeah, that's great. You're going to hit some. But if you're slanting in the wrong, and the right play is dialed up, you also have home run capabilities.
Skyler Bell slot left. Riley Nowakowski slot right. Second down and eight for the Badgers at their 29-yard line. 9:47 remaining. 28-14 Wisconsin. Play clock is at 12. Mordecai gets the snap and hands it to Allen off the right side. Nothing doing there as he is taken down behind the line of scrimmage. Cody Lindenberg, the linebacker, gets there. A loss of three to the 26 of Wisconsin. Make it third down and 11.
And Minnesota, rightfully, they're selling out. They're bringing everybody. And I think and Mordecai looks at this again. He is going to see if he kept that. The way Minnesota's defensive line slanted, there was all kinds of room for him to run off the left side. He didn't. And here we go.
Play clock is at 15, third down and 11. Cade Iacomelli in there at running back. Line of scrimmage, the 26-yard line of Wisconsin. Snap to Mordecai. Tanner looking. He checks it down to Iacomelli. Catching across the 25-yard line, wrapped up and thrown to the ground by Lindenberg at the 27. So just a gain of one. Fourth down and 10. The clock continues to run with 8:45 to play as it's Atticus Bertrams and the punt team coming on for the Badgers.
And that's where, you know, Patrick was talking about finishing, and you just get a stop. And I think if you could get one first down, I think you would have been in a great spot. Give Minnesota credit. They sold out to stop the run and to set up a long third down. You'd want to just make sure you don't turn the football over.
Atticus Bertrams on the punt. Minnesota trying to bring a little heat, but the kick is away. And it will hit inside the 35 and will roll to the 31-yard line of Minnesota. And that was a 41-yard punt from Atticus Bertrams. Another timeout here in Minneapolis. 8 minutes and 14 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 28, Minnesota 14. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Just as a touchdown, takes great teamwork. A successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 8 minutes, 14 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 28, Minnesota 14. And the Gophers will take over at their 31-yard line.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen, obviously, a little more effectiveness when you get that football. The defense makes a great stop after a long drive. And when you talk about wanting to finish games and kind of put teams away, you go up 14, you make that, well, it's a long offensive drive that Minnesota, but you get off the field and force them after a long fourth. That's where you love to kind of put that pedal down, go on a long drive yourself, get it to a three-score game and take any, I guess, hint of a doubt away from, or put it all on Minnesota that it's over. Now here, 8:14 left, only down two scores. They're thinking if they can go down and get one here, make this a football game, you put it back on your defense. That's where that complimentary football, you would have loved to have seen the offense give the D a little bit of a blow, but you didn't, and here we go.
So still a little bit of life for the Gophers. They'll come out two receivers right, one on the left, as we get set to resume play here in Minneapolis.
I think I'm going to call a pick six coming here.
All right, that works. That works for me. Kelly Ekmanis takes the snap, takes the handoff, back to throw, looking, fires right side, wide open is Jackson at the 45 to the 40 of Wisconsin, fumble the football, and pouncing on it is Wisconsin, and it's Muma Jungmeta coming up with the fumble recovery. Well, that'll work too.
Yeah, we'll take any turnover, and very good hustle by Wisconsin. You give a wide open throw and you're thinking, uh-oh, but you continue to play through it, and it's Jordan Turner with the heavy-handed strip, and Muma comes in to finish to get the ball back to the offense. So you're 40 yards down the field, and your inside linebackers are making plays.
And a timeout with 8:02 remaining. The score, Wisconsin 28, Minnesota 14. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Badger football fans, great tackling can happen off the gridiron too. Rough trail ahead, tough to-do lists. In a Chevy truck, you can tackle any challenge that comes your way. There's Silverado, a legend in strength, capability, and technology. Or Colorado, with a durable, fully boxed frame and powerful engine choices to help you work smarter and play harder. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
.802 to play, Wisconsin 28, Minnesota 14. It's time to spotlight today's best of the game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Oh, Braylon Allen has been terrific here. 24 carries, 160 yards, two touchdowns. Saying it out, this is as good as he's looked in quite a while.
He's been great. Also, three catches, 27 yards, that big play over the middle, but his burst, that touchdown run, he's really, I think, shown his best, put his best out there in the season finale.
He's moved into the top 10 career rushing yards at Wisconsin, 41 yards away from 1,000. As the Badgers start at their 39-yard line off of the Minnesota turnover. Two receivers right, one on the left. Mordecai will hand it to Braylon across the 40-yard line and is brought down at the 42. Gains three in the play, second down and seven.
Yeah, he ran that hard. It was nicely blocked up front. He just got tripped up. Looks like he's a little dinged up.
Yeah, still on his knees. That hurt in that Ohio State game and really gutted it out last week. Luke Fickell admitted he didn't really think that Braylon was going to be able to go, and performed well when they had to have him. Braylon now up and walking, albeit with a limp, but walking over to the sideline, now turning that into a little jog. It is second down and seven for the Badgers at their 42-yard line. Clock had stopped with 7 minutes and 49 seconds to play. So that'll get Cade Iacomelli back into the game. The 13-yard run in the third quarter. Which is one carry, two receivers right, one on the left. Clock is running, 7.5 minutes remaining. Play clock is at 10. Mordecai gets the snap, hands it to Iacomelli off the left side and slips his way to the 45-yard line, is driven back there. Gain of 3, and it's third down and 4 with 7:15 and counting to play in the game.
Yeah, good hard run there, and obviously, you know, at this point, you need to make sure ball security, two hands on it, because Minnesota is going to be riping at it. They're going to be punching at the football. So the ball security, you pick up what you can get. You fight for yards, but you want to make sure you're smart about not turning it over.
Play clock at 15, game clock at 6:53. Third down and 4 for the Badgers at their own 45-yard line. Play clock down to 10. Slot right, slot left. Badgers doing a good job of milking that clock. Snap to Mordecai, wanted to draw. He's going to run it, breaks off to the right side. He'll get the first down at the 50-yard line of the 49 in Minnesota. An old tough guy, Tanner Mordecai, again with his feet, gets the first down.
Yeah, it looked like a design draw again, and it was, you know, blocked okay, but Tanner Mordecai had a decision to make. He could have slid. There was plenty of gophers coming at him, and he said, I'm going to go get this first down because my team needs it. Lowered his shoulder, went head over heels, and picked up the first down in a critical spot in this football game.
And the clock continues to run down to 6 minutes to play. 28-14, Wisconsin leading Minnesota. Iacomelli remains in there. Riley Nowakowski, wing of the right side. Play clock is at 2, snap. And the give goes to Iacomelli off the right side. Wrestles his way for about 3 yards when it looked like he would do well to get 1. A strong run from Cade Iacomelli. Second down and 7 at the Minnesota 46-yard line.
Yeah, he kind of just kept bouncing around. It didn't look like there was much there. And, you know, obviously Cade Iacomelli is wanting to kind of just stay low. He wants to move his hips forward. And he was able to break a tackle. Kind of just hard fought, picked up 2 or 3 yards there.
5:20 and counting left in the game. 14-point lead for the Badgers. Two receivers right, one on the left. Will Pauling slot right, jogs in motion to the left. Mordecai will hand it to Iacomelli up the gut inside the 45, down to about the 44-yard line. Anthony Smith with help getting in there defensively for the Gophers with 5 minutes remaining.
And now it'll be interesting, you know, if you're Phil Longo, it's 3rd and 5, and you can only go to the quarterback draw so many times. We've seen that on critical downs. Are you willing to throw it? And if you are, I have a pretty good idea who I think you're going to be throwing the football to, and that'll be Will Paul.
There's 1 of 3 lined up on the left. You got Chimray DK wide, Pauling in the middle, Tucker Ashcraft over there with him. Vinny Anthony to the right, 3rd and 5 for the Gophers' 44-yard line. Mordecai gets the snap, looks to throw, looking, still looking, throws over the middle, and it is caught. Incomplete, intended for Will Pauling inside the 35-yard line. And that'll stop the clock. It's now 4th down and 5 at the Minnesota 44 with 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play.
Yeah, unfortunately that didn't work out, but you have to look at how well this offensive line has played. Tanner actually could have continued to hold the football for another 4 or 5 seconds. That pocket was so strong, and unfortunately was unable to connect with Will.
4th down now. And Atticus Bertram's on the punt. They get some pressure on, and a fair catch down at the 10-yard line by Crooms, and that's where the Gophers will start 1st and 10 with 4 minutes and 17 seconds left in the game. The battle for Paul Bunyan's axe, and Wisconsin in control right now with 4:17 to play. Badgers 28, Minnesota 14. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger football from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Four minutes, 17 seconds to play. Wisconsin 28, Minnesota 14. The Gophers will be starting at their 10-yard line as we get a Paul Bunyan axe update from Patrick Herb.
Years ago, the tradition was the team that was holding the axe would keep it in their bench, and the team that won the game would then go grab the axe. So in this case, Minnesota would have it in their bench, and if Wisconsin holds on, they would run into the Minnesota bench, steal it, and leave. That led to some emotions, confrontations. They decided that probably wasn't the best idea. So now, when the game is getting late, if the team that is currently holding it is not in control of the game, as is the situation tonight, the axe goes to the goalpost of the visiting team. So Wisconsin would now be able to go to the goalpost and retrieve the axe. It is out here on the field making an appearance now as the Minnesota staff member is holding it diligently, theoretically waiting for the Wisconsin players to come steal it in 4 minutes and 17 seconds and return it back to Madison.
I've heard of players through the years, they say that's part of the memory you take with you back in the old days when you would run across the field and go behind the bench to get the axe. But I can see why they changed that.
It probably is a smart move. I guess if you're the Minnesota staffer, do you kind of lean it and then just kind of drop through so you don't get tackled as the, you know, hopefully it's going to be the Wisconsin Badgers coming to take that axe. But there is still, you know, Wisconsin has not been able to salt it away. Yeah, I love the position we're in, but with 4:17 left, until you get it to a three-score lead, I'm always a little bit antsy.
Yeah, I get it. Job is not done. First and 10 for the Gophers at their 10-yard line as Callie Ekmanis will go under center. And here we go, double wide to the right. Spencer is wide, Jackson in the slot. Callie Ekmanis takes the snap, back to throw, 3 yards deep in the end zone, chased by Petroski. Callie Ekmanis throwing, and it's intercepted by Ricardo Hallman, who rolls to the turf at the 21-yard line of Minnesota. And Callie Ekmanis is down and shaken up. They got some pressure on him. Callie Ekmanis just trying to make something out of the play, and threw the interception to Ricardo Hallman. And that was Jeff Petroski providing the heat on the Minnesota quarterback.
Yeah, really good job at Petroski of not letting him get outside of the pocket and forcing a really bad decision. And give Rico Hallman a ton of credit. He kept his eyes up, and he has been a playmaker all season. You get those opportunities to make the picks, and he did it again.
The sixth of the year for Ricardo Hallman. As Callie Ekmanis driven to the turf, and that head kind of snapped back and hit the turf hard.
That hurts. The frozen field, and that head whips back hard. You hope he's okay. And great ball skills there by Rico, getting his foot down, knee down, whatever it is, but catching it with his hands, and he's fired up. He smells that axe coming
back
to Madison.
They mark it at the 22-yard line of Minnesota. First and 10 for Wisconsin, 28-14. The Badgers with 4:09 remaining in the game. Callie Ekmanis making his way over to the bench area for Minnesota. Cade Iacomelli remains the running back. Bill Pauling slot on the right side. Hand off Iacomelli inside the 20-yard line. Cade pumping those legs, drives his way down near the 15. They'll mark at the 16 on a gain of 6.
I give it up to the boys up front today, running the football as effectively as they have, and the pass protection has been just outstanding. We've seen Tanner Mordecai have plenty of time to do it, but the push giving Braylon and now Iacomelli all kinds of space. And then I love that you see Huber shoving, Bortolini shoving at the end of the play. Love to see that finish from the big fellas up front.
3.5 minutes remaining. Second down from the Minnesota 16-yard line. Second down, 4 yards to go. And Mordecai will feed Iacomelli again, and he fights for about a yard, then gets slammed back. It'll be a third down and 3. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 3:10 to play, 28-14 Wisconsin.
Well, you keep it on the ground here. I don't think you even mess around. Now you're in field goal. Just keep hammering it. Hopefully the fellas up front continue blocking and Cade can bust one and finish this thing off.
Logan Richter, defensive tackle on that last stop. Third down and 3 at the 15-yard line of Minnesota. Two receivers right, one on the left. Mordecai will give it to Iacomelli off the left side. He'll get the first down. A whip to the turf at the 11-yard line of Minnesota. So the Badgers convert on third down, and they have done that well today. 7 out of 13. 2.5 minutes remaining.
And now Cade's got a little hitch in his giddy-up. So Braylon, I think Braylon wants another tutter is what I think is going on here.
25 carries, 163 yards, 2 touchdowns for Braylon Allen today. 2:15 remaining, 18 on the play clock. It's Chris Collins on that last stop for the Gophers. No reason to hurry here. We have 8 on the play clock. First down and 10 at the 11-yard line. Allen will shift to the right of Mordecai. And Tanner will give it to Braylon inside the 10-yard line and down to about the 8 on a gain of 3. That was Devin Williams, the linebacker, making the play. Clock continues to roll, 1:45 remaining. And the Badgers are up by 14.
Yeah, I always am curious on the opposing sideline. If you have 3 timeouts, when? And if you're going to use them, obviously P.J. Fleck not doing that. And Wisconsin more than happy to just say, we'll just keep churning that clock and let it rip.
They mark it at the 9-yard line, second down and 8. Play clock at 8. Game clock now at 1:20. They'll take it all the way down and take a timeout with 1 second is what they're going to do here. And that's exactly what Luke Fickell chooses to do. With 1:14 to play, we'll keep it here. 28-14, Wisconsin leads Minnesota. The Badgers have a second down and 8 at the 9-yard line of the Gophers.
What a just a kind of a throwback day. You play in these axe games, and you know Minnesota has kind of replicated and tried to do what Wisconsin was able to do with Barry and the success that we've had running the football and being physical and all that stuff. And I think today you looked at Wisconsin and everybody that coming into the year talking air raid and all this other stuff, and nothing air raid about today. Today has been the ground attack, and it's been Braylon obviously carrying the load with Tanner, and you see Iacomelli also jumping in now. 266 yards on the ground. That's fun for this group up front for this offense.
Iacomelli back in there for Wisconsin on second down. Hand off to Iacomelli, and he gets popped right away. That was Coleman Bryson making the play. The Gophers still fighting down to the end as we approach the final minute here at Huntington Bank Stadium. And we'll place it at the 9-yard line, third down and 8.
It looks like Wisconsin's going to be able to run the clock out.
Absolutely.
Timeouts are going to the offseason with Minnesota, and we're more than happy as it looks like you got Bucky down there by the exits, looking like the coronation is coming.
Got Patrick Hurd making his way over there, 38
all
seconds.
All the celebrities.
Here we go on third down. Mordecai will hand it to Iacomelli, and he is wrapped up by C-League at the 8-yard line. Clock continues to run. It looks like Fleck going to let it roll. 25 seconds and counting. And the sprint is on from the Wisconsin bench as they grab Paul Bunyan's axe and they'll take it back to Madison where it belongs. Final seconds ticking away in Minneapolis. And we'll send it down to Patrick Herb for a little axe play-by-play. What do you got, Patrick?
Marty Stry, C.J. Getz, Chim Ray D.K., some of the seniors, the guys who have had to live through the pain of not having it the last two, were the first guys on it to steal it. And now C.J. Getz gets the honor of chopping down the goalpost and being the first one to hoist Paul Bunyan's axe.
as the Badgers will finish the regular season with a 7-5 overall record, 5-4 in the Big Ten. And they finish with two really bad starts against Nebraska and then today. But, man, when they get things right, they prove to be really, really good. And as you mentioned, this ground attack today, Mark Tauscher, that's impressive, and that's what Badger fans have been enjoying most of the time over these last 30-plus years, and they have a lot to enjoy here today.
They do, and I think we had taken it a little bit for granted, this axe, because, you know, there was a stretch where it was, I don't know how many years in a row, and, you know, Twitter and Facebook hadn't been invented, and then Minnesota came down and took it at Camp Randall. Well, this group, and you saw it, you know, Patrick just, you know, kind of visualized it for you. You see C.J. Getz and Marty Stry and some of these older players that are going to be leaving the program. The amount of joy you just saw C.J. Getz sprinting over there. Now you see Mordecai grabbing the axe. It means something. This rivalry does mean something. And I think Wisconsin had had enough. And that trophy case that is sitting in that locker room needed to be filled back with the red side of that axe, and that's exactly what happened here today.
Our final score, Wisconsin 28, Minnesota 14. We're back with a postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says, I need to go to the bathroom. And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tauscher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Chance for snow tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 24. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for snow again tomorrow, 31, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
March 72 yards for a touchdown, and the Badgers eventually had answers. They got into some rhythm offensively, a terrific running attack, and the axe returns to the University of Wisconsin campus as the Badgers take down Minnesota today, 28-14.
Yeah, and it's just cool to sit up here and watch the excitement. You know, college football has gotten, you know, all this money involved and all, you know, switching conferences and everything else. And the rivalry part of this, and you see the Marty Stries and the C.J. Getzes and shaking hands, and just thanking the fans that came up here and, you know, coming down and you, oh, is there going to be any brouhaha with the band and all the. That's what college football is still about, the fun and the rivalry of it. And to, this was just a hard-earned, great victory for the Wisconsin Badgers today with a lot of unknowns about the motivation and all of the things that would, you would have thought would have been Minnesota's way. Wisconsin was the more physical, tough football team today, and that is awesome to see as the season comes to a close.
Yeah, the last couple of years it was Minnesota certainly winning the line of scrimmage. Not today. Badgers win it 28-14. Our postgame show continues, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisor Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
I flew for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show as Wisconsin defeats Minnesota today 28-14. Time for today's Red Zone recap from Case IH. While our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH has you covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. 4 out of 5 for the Fightin' Fickles today in the red zone. And Braylon Allen getting a touchdown run from 5 yards away. Mordecai, an 11-yard touchdown connection with Will Pauling. And then another touchdown pass from Mordecai to Riley Nowakowski and Braylon Allen from 4 yards away. So four out of five, four tutters in that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good. And, you know, Braylon Allen today was just special. I think that's his best game of this season. Not only with the